With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Key probe continues in Georgia.
Authorities are investigating a deadly ferry dock gangway collapse on Georgia's Sapelo Island that happened Saturday afternoon, killing at least seven people. Captain Chris Hodge with Georgia Department of Natural Resources.
Once we got on scene, we realized that we have possibly 20 people or more that have went into the water because of the collapse of this gangway.
Sapelo Island is about 60 miles south of Savannah, reachable by boat. Crowds had gathered for a celebration by the island's Gullah Geechee community of black slave descendants.
There is sad news out of the Pacific Northwest today. The remains of two Navy aviators who had been missing following the crash of a fighter in Washington State have now been found. The EA-18G Growler jet from the Electronic Attack Squadron went down just east of Mount Rainier on Tuesday, caused that crash under investigation. Crew members' identity, of course, not revealed until the families have been notified. Also, at SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump taking his campaign to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Saturday evening, pointing out the Biden-Harris administration reversing his achievements in the energy sector.
We had the best, we were energy independent. First time, I think, ever. We're energy independent, and now we're getting oil from Venezuela. We're getting tar from Venezuela.
Earlier, Mr. Trump manned the French fry station at a McDonald's before staging an impromptu news conference, answering questions from reporters from the drive-thru window. And an employee showed Mr. Trump how to dunk baskets of fries in oil, and he seemed to take to it very quickly. This is SRN News. The oldest church in Armenia has now been dug up.
Archaeologists have unearthed the building dating to the 300s, which is the oldest documented house of worship in the small, mostly Christian country that borders Turkey. The church has an octagonal design that was common at the time and is located in the ruins of the old city of Artaxata. Archaeologists believe the building must have been richly decorated, given the many shards of marble found at the site, a stone that would have had to have been imported from locations far away. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With Florida and the Southeast reeling from two hurricanes recently, Southern Baptist Disaster Relief putting out a call for more volunteers. Baptist Press reports the calls for more help coming from Florida, Tennessee, and South Carolina, among a few other states, that has resulted in more disaster relief training classes in the Southern Baptist churches all across the region. This is SRN News. The leading private prison company in the United States, spending more than $4.4 million to settle dozens of complaints.
The complaints allege mistreatment at its Tennessee prisons and jails since 2016. More than 1.1 million of those payouts involve the state's largest prison, the Trousdale Turner Correctional Center, which is now under federal investigation. Details of nearly 80 settlements provided to the Associated Press through public records request alleged brutal beatings, medical neglect, and cruelty at Core Civic's four prisons and two jails in Tennessee. John Scott reporting.
Workers at seven CVS pharmacies in Southern California on strike for better pay and health care and to protest what they say is bad faith contract bargaining by the company. That strike is affecting four stores in Los Angeles and three more in Orange County. More details at srnnews.com.